This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
He just talked about some of the young kids Florida has. Well, last year at this time, a lot of those players like a Jamie French or a Dallas Wilson and some of those others were participating in 7-on-7. Some of the top 7-on-7 players in the country played down here in South Florida and throughout the state of Florida. And one of the programs, the Miami Raw. This is a program that has, over the last couple of years, done a tremendous job and has had some of the elite athletes that have played, that are now playing college. Jose Duaso does a tremendous job along with his staff. He is kind enough to join us this evening. Jose, thanks so much for taking the time.
Well, appreciate you having me on, Blue. Always a pleasure.
What a great, you know, you and I would go back a long way when 7-on-7, you know, was kind of like in the infancy stages, and you got just a handful of programs, you know, that would go to California or go to Houston or wherever.
And now, that was once or twice a year. Now you're traveling 7 to 9 times a year.
Yeah, talk about that, because now with a lot of these companies buying in sponsorship-wise, a lot of these athletes are getting an opportunity to get exposure. And this past weekend, you guys traveled out west and won and looked really good. But talk about that, because a lot of these people who listen don't understand. This 7-on-7 is a big deal. I mean, it really is a big deal. And these young men get an opportunity to play against some of the best in the country, if they're not the best in the country, providing that opposition. Talk about the travel. Talk about how this team, you know, was assembled as well.
Yeah, so as you know, Larry, 7-on-7 is just very similar to now, I guess, what AAU basketball is and became. We're sponsored by Adidas, like other clubs. Battle has a very big mark in the space, which is like let's compare to Under Armour in their early days. And to be honest, where 7-on-7's going, it's the platform that's given from overtime to even guys like the 305 Sports Twins. These kids are just getting millions and millions of views to help their brands, especially in today's NIL. It's unlimited exposure for these kids. They make a big play. They're going to be over everybody's phones, and who watch football on their phone and social media, it's going to be all over that. So it's crazy where it's going. You see kids, especially like an overtime circuit. You have every writer in the country there from 247 on 3 Rivals. One of these kids puts on a performance against other 4 and 5 stars. They could go from 3-star to 5-star overnight if they check all the boxes and dot all the I's and cross all the T's. As you know, Larry, if he's 6'4", 6'5", Cam Coleman, perfect example, the kid from Auburn. He was a 3-star. Went crazy at overtime just by luck. The rankings were coming out the following week, and he went from a 3-star to a 5-star in the rankings. So it's crazy the exposure that these kids are getting. Some people might say, hey, it's not real football, but real football is running routes or running real plays. It's real. Could you cover or not cover? You're going to get exposed real quick.
Right, right. And you talk about getting exposure, and obviously on your team, I mean, you have some high-level kids like, one of the best 2027 receivers in Nicholas Lanier from Miami Northwestern. But his teammate, Nick St. Joseph, a lot of people don't know about him. We had an opportunity to watch him last year, and we thought he was as productive as anybody on the field, and I think he's proven that with you. And he is the perfect example of what you were talking about as somebody that could go to an event and step up, and all of a sudden he's on the national in the national picture. Talk about that.
Yeah, man, he actually made a couple game winning catches for us in the tournament and playoffs and came up big for us. And he's a big long body, as you know, Larry. He definitely passes the eye test. He's about a 6'2" with a kid that possibly could be 6'3" by the time it's all said and done. Where he's the type of kid that these South Florida people, like, let's say the big three skip on, but you say T-Man ends up at a Louisville, and then everybody's like, how the heck did everybody stay to Florida?
Right.
He's one, I feel like, those classic examples as just really looks the part. He's very smooth in his routes for his size. He puts on some nice weight. He has a very nice career in front of him.
Yeah, and, you know, as we're speaking with Jose Duaso, Miami Raw, you know, here's the thing, too, Jose. I mean, you look at kids who are on the radar but maybe could further themselves, like Darryl Bell from, you know, a program like Goldman, committed to FSU for right now. This is a guy that's versatile, plays on both sides of the ball, big body type of kid. He's one of those guys. Trezevant Boyd from Booker T. Washington, somebody who got himself on the radar a little bit last year by having good games and good events. Amir Sears, a young kid from West Broward, another of those players. Karan Maycock, who I think a lot of people don't realize, but this kid could be one of the best in the country. He's kind of
he's a freak athlete for his size.
Yeah, I agree. And here's a guy like that. And then you look at Amari Irvin. I mean, great bloodlines. Somebody who just came right out of school and went to IMG. Somebody who kind of flew behind the radar in South Florida because no one really got a chance to watch him. Players like that. Players like Brandon Kinsey. Somebody who played at LaSalle. Now he's transferred out to Central. Guys like that who probably, you know, like you said, had put themselves on the radar, but playing against elite competition in front of the Andrew Ivins and guys like that who are national writers, I mean, their package kind of blows up overnight.
No, absolutely. And it all also starts with the quarterback play. Having a kid like Zach Katz, our local quarterback, who's a young guy. He's been with us for years. He's a loyal dude. And then we have Helam and Kasuga. As you know, we do sprinkle in a couple national prospects on our roster. But having two quarterbacks that could distribute the ball like a point guard, especially in 7-on-7, and keep all the receivers I have. Because, look, Larry, last year we signed 23 Division I prospects, 20 of them went Power 5. You got a lot of mouths to feed, and having two great quarterbacks that could distribute the ball down the field and pick you apart, hit you deep when we need to. If we need to put a long drive together, they could do all that. And they both have very similar games with the ball placement, the accuracy, not taking the crazy risks. And when they do take the risks, it does work. So it's honestly a great combo. And then you sprinkle in a couple of these out-of-town kids with these local players, and they get to see, like we have Jordan Clay, who's an All-American top receiver in the country. Right. I'm pretty sure he's a top 50 prospect on some websites. And they're doing just as good as them. So that's the confidence of knowing that you have these dominant players from across the country. And it gives the kids all confidence, like, hey, I could hang with All-Americans.
Yeah, no doubt. Probably the biggest task you have is having these kids go to sleep when they're on the road. I mean, they get an opportunity to be in Vegas or California with their teammates. The last thing they're doing is putting their head on the pillow. They want to.
No, we run a tight ship. You know, I got a great crew. Schuler couldn't make it this weekend, so Johan Betancourt stepped up and called a great offense. I have Keon Payne calling the defense. He called the lights out show with the help of Coach Dre. And then, like, down to the operations guy, Zach Ferrelli, little yeah, Zach, yeah. Joel. Like, we just run a great ship from top to bottom. I've added a great crew of guys like Alec DeGroza in. and Elijah and literally our whole staff. We have Brian Niedermeyer helping us out as well. So
nice.
It's you add some great football IQ there to help these coaches, and then obviously the great Cedric Irvin shows up when he's there. He's a great source of. Him and Shuler are a great duo together, and then adding Johan in the mix is awesome.
No doubt. Can't say thank you enough for joining us, Jose. Appreciate it, what you guys have done, and you know I respect what you guys do. It's a lot of work, but it's a labor of love, and certainly something that you guys produced a really good Dade Broward All-Star game this year. Had a lot of fun at that. Came down to the wire
Trying to bring that game back and bring a lot of hype to it. You had Cortez Mills and Nayshawn Montgomery making big plays at the end of the game. And yep. These guys are major Power 5 prospects. It makes the game a lot more fun mixed in with the guys that are going to go FCS on the other level. So, and some kids got some FCS offers out of that game. Some were offered even by FIU after the game. I'm not saying it didn't happen from that game, but it's nice to see some kids getting an extra opportunity, put some extra film together, and maybe get a chance to go to college.
Good stuff. Jose, thanks so much. We'll talk soon, and keep us abreast of what's going on.
Oh, of course. Appreciate you, Blue.
Anytime. Miami Raws, Jose Duaso, they do a tremendous job as a total team, not just the players, but as he said, the operations people. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap things up. Adam Lichtenstein from the South Florida Sun Sentinel talks UM right after this.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.